Every year, the World Health Organization takes stock of global health. This year, analysts looked beyond just who is dying of what. They looked at what is making people sick. As NPR's Joanne Silberner reports, they came up with some unexpected findings.
You don't need a study to know that a lot of people die because of preventable conditions like HIV infection and heart disease. So the director of this year's WHO analysis, Christopher Murray, took a new approach to measuring global health burdens.
The hope is by adding information on risk factors, we add an extra dimension of what's preventable through action today, as opposed to simply focusing on curing diseases and injuries once they occur.
200-plus analysts divided the world into three types of countries, basically poor, middle, and high income. They calculated how many potentially healthy days of life were lost because of illnesses caused by any of 26 factors. For the poorest countries, the top three were lack of food, unsafe sex, and poor water quality. Number four was a surprise: indoor smoke from cooking and heating fires.
And that's quite new. The evidence that burning of animal dung or charcoal or wood gathered in the environment in poorly ventilated homes or huts exposes children and women to high levels of particulates,
leading to potentially fatal pneumonia and other lung diseases. Murray says the toll is as high as that from tuberculosis and could be lowered by switching to kerosene fuel or new and inexpensive types of stoves. The analysis revealed some ironies as well. In middle-income countries like India, the fourth most important factor making people sick was lack of food. The fifth was too much food. In high-income countries, tobacco took the greatest toll, followed by high blood pressure and alcohol. The analysts calculated that globally, people could live 5 to 10 years longer if they lowered their risk factors as much as possible. Murray says the individual benefit depends on how bad things are where you live.
It ranges from adding 16 years on average to everybody's lifespan in Eastern and Southern Africa by tackling these risks, to, at the low end, even in countries with the best level of health, like Japan, tackling the top 20 risk factors would improve healthy life expectancy by about 4 years.
India could add 9 years. The U.S., about six. But in a world facing catastrophes like AIDS and malaria, focusing on risk factors, even ones that are relatively inexpensive to deal with, is going to be tough, says Ronald Waldman. He's a professor at the Mailman School of Public Health at Columbia University.
This analysis will become only one part of the information that's available and doesn't represent at all the entire puzzle that needs to be considered.
That puzzle includes dealing with infectious diseases. It includes dealing with the funding preferences of international agencies and donors, and dealing with cultural sensitivities. Murray's conclusions are likely to come under some fire. A commentary in this week's issue of the medical journal The Lancet praised the intent of the study, but takes it to task for some of the assumptions it made. For example, what an ideal cholesterol level should be. That doesn't bother Murray. He fully expects that some of the numbers will be tweaked, but the new focus on risk factors will remain. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.